It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The battle for the Republican nomination for president continues tonight. Caucuses are being held in Minnesota and Colorado, and Missouri held a non-binding primary. Candidates have been campaigning in each of those states, even though no delegates will actually be awarded in any of them tonight. For a snapshot of the three races, we're joined by from Minneapolis by NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne. Hi, Don.
Hi, Robert.
And let's start with where you are in Minnesota. What's the scene there?
Well, we're waiting to see if this kind of late surge that some of the polls have indicated for Rick Santorum is real. The caucusing is underway. There are actually some early returns coming in from around the state. But the latest poll showed Rick Santorum with a lead of about 9 points over Mitt Romney here. Significant because Mitt Romney won the Minnesota caucuses 4 years ago. Romney's in the 20s. He's there with Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul. It's funny, though. You look at these caucuses here. It's the caucus that might have been, because recall at the start of all this, there were two Minnesota candidates in the presidential primary for the Republicans. Tim Pawlenty, he has endorsed Mitt Romney, so he's still got a lot on the line here tonight. And Michelle Bachmann, the Tea Party congresswoman who has not endorsed, that makes it a scramble among those non-Romneys who are looking for the evangelical vote or the Tea Party vote or the Libertarian vote.
So that's the scene in Minnesota, possibly a strong showing by Santorum. We don't know yet. What about Colorado, which is also having caucuses? Who's doing well there?
It seems like Mitt Romney is doing well there. Again, the polls that we have, there haven't been a lot of them, so we can't kind of stack them all up and get an average. But Romney has done well in the West. This should be Romney territory. You know, Nevada's nearby, and he just did very well in winning that caucus over the weekend. So Mitt Romney is actually also been campaigning more in Colorado than he has anywhere else of these three states. So, again, he holds a lead there.
And then, Don, Missouri, where there's a so-called beauty contest primary, a race that's even less consequential than others this season. What's that one about?
It is. In Colorado and in Minnesota, they're just non-binding caucuses. But in Missouri, it literally is a meaningless beauty contest. And they will have their caucuses in 6 weeks. Rick Santorum is, again, polling very well there. And he'd love to get a victory in Missouri, even if it doesn't count. But here's what happened. Missouri kind of jumped the line. And they moved their primary up, wanting to have more clout, more of an impact on who the eventual nominee is. Then came the threat of sanctions, penalties from the RNC. So they tried to move their primary back, but then it got mired in state politics. So the primary is going on. Again, these votes will tell us who those who turn out will like. But the turnout is likely to be very low there as well, because people there know it's meaningless, and we'll all do it again there with the caucuses in about a month and a half or so.
Now, sometimes there are signals just in the decision that a candidate makes about where to watch the results. So what's happening tonight in that regard?
Mitt Romney's in Denver, so he sees Colorado clearly as the place where he's most likely to get good news today, though he'd like it in more places. Ron Paul is here in Minneapolis. He's hoping students and libertarians turn out for him. Rick Santorum is in St. Charles, Missouri, again, hoping for a big win there, and that's where he has polled the best. Newt Gingrich, it is worth noting, is in Ohio, which shows how well he expects to do here. But also he's looking ahead to Super Tuesday, and early voting is underway in Ohio. So he's working Ohio already.
But, Don, if there are no delegates being awarded in all this today, what does it matter?
Well, for the challengers, it's a chance. It's any chance. It's the latest chance to show that they are still alive. If any of them wins, they will be holding it up as further evidence that Mitt Romney is vulnerable, that he is not inevitable.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
That's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.